From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Does the color of your skin dictate what you get to say about race? Radio host Don Imus used the word ho, like plenty of black rappers. But instead of selling records, he's out of a job. Imus also sparked a national debate about the image of black women in athletics.
I'm a little offended that it took the words of a white male for something major to happen, for us to actually have a larger conversation about women in sports and black women in sports.
That's former pro basketball player Fran Harris. She won a national championship with the Houston Comets in 1997, the first year of the Women's National Basketball Association, or WNBA. Harris now writes about how female athletes are portrayed by the media. And she told NPR's Tony Cox that Imus's comment did not offend her, and it created an opportunity for Black America to deal with its own contradictions.
When a white guy says it, then we're all outraged about it and somebody gets fired. But we can allow rap music and the different lyrics and different kinds of pop culture to go on, and really nothing happens. So I was honestly very impressed by the swift action of both MSNBC and CBS, because something had to be done. But I'm not sure that was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that, you know, who cares what Imus says? That's really the way I feel personally. Who cares what he thinks? I was personally not offended, and I think that we have an opportunity to be talking about women's sports today in a different way because of what Imus said.
All right, you're C. Vivian Stringer, the coach of the Rutgers team. What do you tell the girls on that team?
I say we spend more time talking about our history, our story, versus what Ima said. And I think what we've seen in the media is the Rutgers team has come across, in my opinion, as very victimized. And I see this as an opportunity for us to say, we got the microphone. Let's talk about what we want to talk about. Let's talk about the fact that we got blown out by Duke by 40 points, and we still made it to the final game of the final of the NCAA tournament. Let's talk about the journey of a female athlete. Let's not focus on Imus. I heard several people in the media say, he's stolen our moment. No, he hasn't. He's given you the microphone. So use it. So I think the time to really focus on what Imus said has passed. Folks are still talking about this, and as a female athlete, as a prior female athlete and an NCAA champion, I'm glad that we're talking about it, because really, 2 weeks after the Final Four, we're not usually talking about women's basketball.
Well, you got that right, for sure. Let's talk about you for a moment, because
yes.
Fran Harris, you were a guard on a championship team at the University of Texas. You were also on the champion Houston Comets of the WNBA. As an athlete, as a black female athlete, did you ever encounter the kinds of comments, maybe not the exact same ones, that were uttered at these young women from Rutgers?
It's quite clearly pervasive still. And if you heard the Serena Williams incident where people were yelling things at her, but I personally have never experienced that. Now, there are different degrees of racism and bigotry out there. I've had my little brother, as a matter of fact, I came to play pickup basketball with him one time, and I must have come from work or something because I was still kind of made up. I was looking a certain way, and he says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "You're never going to get picked up looking like that." I go, "Looking like what?" He goes, "Cute." He goes, "They're going to think you can't play." So there's another way that people look at female athletes. If you look a certain way, we're going to think you can't play. But we want you to look a certain way so that we can continue to, what I feel is, objectify women.
I'm going to ask you this as a man. I apologize if it comes out wrong. I just don't know a better way to ask it. Is there a tug that you have internally with regard to, as an athlete and as a woman, trying to be appealing as a woman and appealing as an athlete at the same time?
Personally, no. I do know, since I mentor a lot of young women who are in college or even younger than that or even professionally still in the WNBA, I do know that there are some times that they feel like they just want to be themselves and they don't always want to have to put on makeup or they don't always want to have to look a certain way to be accepted. And even if I had a daughter, honestly, I would say you have to be who you are and you have to not subscribe to what society thinks that you should be. That's for black folks. That's for white folks. Everybody has a definition of what they think you ought to be. But I think true authenticity comes from knowing who you are and just being free to be who you are.
Let's look at young girls as athletes,
mm-hmm.
High school age or younger, 6 feet tall in the ninth grade or as a freshman or a sophomore in high school.
Sure.
And they're coming to grips with their body, their sex, and their athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about going through that and how difficult it is for them and what they tend to glom onto to help them get through it.
She's developing muscles. Some people think muscles are good. She's developing breasts. So she's got her sexuality going as well. And so it's a difficult time. And as parents, I think it's really important to be in touch with what your young girls are going through and to talk to them about those experiences.
Did you go through this? Because you're 5'11".
I'm six feet. It's a difficult time. And for me, having those conversations, I had an older sister who wasn't an athlete. So I got a lot of different kinds of feedback about what it meant to be a woman in the world. And I think those are some of the conversations that you don't hear a lot with female athletes. They either all become just athletes, and we never talk about the whole womanhood aspect of growing up. So I think that's a very important conversation to have.
A lot has been made of Don Imus being a white man saying the things that he said. Do black men do that as much as white men? Do they talk in those terms? Those derogatory terms?
Well, if you listen to Don Imus, they do, you know. But quite frankly, all of us have heard, whether it's in rap music or lyrics or read them in books or heard a guy yelling at you on the street, absolutely. I've certainly felt that I've been objectified by black men before, and whether it was harmless or malicious, it's still not something that I welcome, and it's certainly not something that I aspire to get from a guy, or if you will. But I do – go ahead.
Is it okay? Is it more okay or less okay coming from a black man than a white man?
That's that comment of, I can talk about my mama, but you can't, right?
Yeah.
It's not. It's absolutely not. And even though I don't agree with Ima saying, well, when you guys do it, it's okay, he's kind of diverting the attention, taking the attention off of himself. But I don't believe it's any more acceptable that a man of color or a black man objectifies me as it is a white guy, anybody. I don't think it's right at all.
Here's my final thing, a couple of things. One is this. There are stereotypical distinctions that are made between athletes on the basis of their looks. You agree with that, I would assume.
Absolutely.
Hunky quarterbacks, hot tennis players, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So how is that perception skewed when the race of the athlete is added to the equation, especially black women?
Well, you got to go back to slavery, where clearly black women were objectified to the nth degree, where we were clearly the object of white male misogynistic patterns and views, and whatever they wanted to do with us, pretty much they did. So that comes into play. And so, of course, when Imus made the hoe comment, that brought up a lot of that. I understand the pain and the hurt associated with that. But I do think we have a responsibility to let some of that stuff go, to tell different stories, to raise the consciousness of the nation by saying, we will not tolerate women being treated like this, regardless of their color, white, black, red, white, and blue, it doesn't matter. But I do think as black people, we have a greater responsibility in everything that we do, from education to our music to our culture, to raise the consciousness of our own people so that we can not get so triggered when other people are doing it, but we're holding ourselves to a higher standard as well.
That was former WNBA standout Fran Harris talking with NPR's Tony Cox. Her new book is called Will the Real You Please Stand Up?